Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Tuesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his foes be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God.
But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult at his presence.
Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land.
When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God.
You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him. Alleluia.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. Alleluia.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. Alleluia.
The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight while you are at rest among the sheepfolds.
At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zalmon.
The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountains where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever.
The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God. Even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord.
May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death. And God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins.
The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs shall take their share of the foe.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. Alleluia.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. Alleluia.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. Alleluia.
They see your solemn procession, O God. The procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary. The singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them, maidens sounding their timbrels.
In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head. Judah's princes, a mighty throng. Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes.
Show forth, O God, show forth your might. Your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you bringing their tribute.
Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God.
Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God.
His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people.
Blessed be God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, you have given us joy in your holy meal. Help us to understand the significance of your death and to acknowledge you as the conqueror of death seated at the right hand of the Father.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. Alleluia.
Christ risen from the dead will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. When the Lamb broke open the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour, and I saw that the seven angels who stood before God were given seven trumpets. Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a gold censer. He was given a great quantity of incense to offer, along with the prayers of all the holy ones, on the gold altar that was before the throne. The smoke of the incense, along with the prayers of the holy ones, went up before God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with burning coals from the altar, and hurled it down to the earth. There were peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. The seven angels who were holding the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. When the first one blew his trumpet, there came hail and fire mixed with blood, which was hurled down to the earth. A third of the land was burned up, along with a third of the trees and all green grass. When the second angel blew his trumpet, something like a large burning mountain was hurled into the sea. A third of the sea turned to blood, a third of the creatures living in the sea died, and a third of the ships were wrecked. When the third angel blew his trumpet, a large star burning like a torch fell from the sky. It fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The star was called wormwood, and a third of all the water turned to wormwood. Many people died from this water, because it was made bitter. When the fourth angel blew his trumpet, a third of the sun, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them became dark. The day lost its light for a third of the time, as did the night. Then I looked again and heard an eagle flying high overhead cry out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth from the rest of the trumpet blasts that the three angels are about to blow."
An angel stood by the altar, holding a golden censer. A large quantity of incense was given to him.
And clouds of incense rose from the hand of the angel in the presence of God. Alleluia.
Each angel held a vessel filled with incense, the prayers of God's holy people.
And clouds of incense rose from the hand of the angel in the presence of God. Alleluia.
The second reading from a sermon by Saint Augustine, Bishop.
Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise is in the assembly of the saints. We are urged to sing a new song to the Lord as new men who have learned a new song. A song is a thing of joy. More profoundly, it is a thing of love. Anyone, therefore, who has learned to love the new life has learned to sing a new song, and the new song reminds us of our new life. The new man, the new song, the new covenant all belong to the one kingdom of God, and so the new man will sing a new song and will belong to the new covenant. There is not one man who does not love something, but the question is what to love? The Psalms do not tell us not to love, but to choose the object of our love. But how can we choose unless we are first chosen? We cannot love unless someone has loved us first. Listen to the Apostle John. We love him because he first loved us. The source of man's love for God can only be found in the fact that God loved him first. He has given himself as the object of our love, and he has also given us its source. What this source is, you may learn more clearly from the Apostle Paul, who tells us the love of God has been poured into our hearts. This love is not something we generate ourselves. It comes to us through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Since we have such an assurance, then let us love God with the love he has given us. As John tells us more fully, God is love, and whoever dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. It's not enough to say love is from God. Which of us would dare to pronounce the words of Scripture, God is love? He alone could say it who knew what it was to have God dwelling within him. God offers us a short route to the possession of himself. He cries out, love me, and you will have me, for you would be unable to love me if you did not possess me already. My dear brothers and sons, fruit of the true faith and holy seed of heaven, all you have been born again in Christ and whose life is from above, listen to me. Or rather, listen to the Holy Spirit saying through me, sing to the Lord a new song. Look, you tell me, I am singing. Yes, and indeed you are singing. You are singing clearly. I can hear you. But make sure that your life does not contradict your words. Sing with your voices, your hearts, your lips, and your lives. Sing to the Lord a new song. Now it is your unquestioned desire to sing of him whom you love. But you ask me how to sing his praises. You have heard the words, sing to the Lord a new song, and you wish to know what praises to sing. The answer is, his praise is in the assembly of the saints. It is in the singers themselves. If you desire to praise him, then live what you express. Live good lives, and you yourselves will be his praise. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too must live a new life.
And we must love one another as the Lord has commanded us. Alleluia.
Let us sing the praises of the Lord. Let us sing a new song to our God.
And we must love one another as the Lord has commanded us. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, who open wide the gates of the heavenly kingdom to those reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, pour out on your servants an increase of the grace you have bestowed, that, having been purged of all sins, they may lack nothing that in your kindness you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.